SBC News Radio.
Today, my journey to help save people money on car insurance has got me reflecting a bit. You know, about all the places I've been so far, all the nice folks I've met, and all the money Geico saved them. I mean, if I had a dollar for every time I saved somebody money on car insurance, I could retire tomorrow. But then, I'd have to stop my journey across America. I'd never get to visit Collinsville, Illinois, and see the world's largest bottle of ketchup. But there's no way I'm going to miss that.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We don't just sell parts. We introduce exclusive best-in-class parts, like new Wearever Platinum, the overall best-performing ceramic brake pad available. According to an independent test, Wearever Platinum delivers better stopping power and a quieter stop compared to other leading brands. And new Wearever Platinum is only available at Advance Auto Parts. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
Get ready for Foodie and the Beast with Nikki and David Nellis. A foodie born and bred, Nikki loves dining out, chatting up chefs, and insider industry buzz. David thinks a great meal is a good burger, a frosty brew, and a check for under 20 bucks. Foodie married Beast. And now they have the Food and Wine Variety Show that has everyone talking. From famous chefs, winemakers, and brewmasters to authors, farmers, and restaurant critics. It's Foodie and the Beast, and it's on now.
Woo! That's right. Welcome to Foodie and the Beast. We're going to tie your mother down with Queen.
Is that a reference
to... Happy Mother's Day!
Oh, the Happy Mother's Day. We'll tell you who that is in a minute. I want to welcome everybody, and I also want to say Happy Mother's Day to Nikki. If I had to have five kids with anybody, I'm glad it was you.
Thank you.
Because you're pretty cute.
Thanks.
And we got a rocking show. Cute. All right, back down, boys. Tongues back in mouth.
Can you touch her a little bit?
She's a my baby. All right, so tell them who these guys are.
Well, we are finally back in studio after 3 weeks of being out and about at remotes, at Carmine's, and at Jeff Black's Pearl Dive.
I guess you could say they were remotely fun.
They were really fun. We had a great time, but it's great to be back in studio, and it is like a party in here today.
Then where did you go?
Well, you should follow us.
We'll tell you later.
And stop talking, French guy. That fake French accent is killing me.
In case you can't guess who we're speaking with, we have Michel Richard in studio with us, and he's brought along his good friend Robert Wiedemeyer. They are both in to talk about their new adventure in Atlantic City.
Rebel Resort.
The Rebels from Rebel are in studio. Also with us is Gianluigi. Say his last name because I'm going to mispronounce it.
Delacchio.
Italian?
Yes, Italian.
Italiano.
Oh, my God. Jeez, save me.
Andy, are you okay over there? He is with Dolce Gelati. I met him a very long time ago when he worked with Roberta Donna doing as his pastry chef. But he's got his own gelato, and he brought them all in for us to taste.
And
very nice.
So we're going to kind of go green because we've got Daniel Maldavion. Did I do it right?
That was very good.
Oh, good.
Not bad. We're actually from the same part of the world. So anyways, Danielle is from La Sandia, one of Richard Sandoval's restaurants, and we're talking guacamole. They got a guac fest, and he's going to be mixing up special cocktails.
I know,
and I found out that there are
grasshoppers.
Many, many, many kinds of guacamole, not just the green stuff that everybody is used to eating.
Okay.
And one's got grasshoppers in it.
That's correct.
I'm not thrilled
and
about
I ate
a grasshopper.
Grasshoppers in the morning.
And our version of Alec Baldwin is Eric Platt from Pacific Prime Wines. He's in with Dr. John Forrest of New Zealand's Forrest Winery. And that's one of your, well, I guess you only represent five New Zealand vineyards, right?
That is correct.
Look at you, baby. And these guys are in now. So let's start with you.
Yes. So, welcome back, and tell
great
us about...
Great to be here. Mother's Day.
Doctor, thank
and
you so much.
And happy birthday.
Oh, thank
good
you.
Good morning.
Doctor wants to be called John. He doesn't want to be called Doctor.
Okay, John, sorry.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
But I do have this pain right here. Right here.
So how did you get into wine? Tell us a little bit about your winery.
Well, I shut my door one day from my research practice and walked away and set up a winery. That's it?
It
sent my wife back to work, my dad.
Okay.
Very important.
So tell us about your winery.
I'm a big fan of that.
Where it is, and for those who aren't familiar with it, tell us a little bit about it.
Right. Marlborough, New Zealand, top of the South Island.
Mm-hmm.
Long way from here, 24 hours by flight, I hate to say it. great hot climate, you know, a lot of sun.
Wait, the French guy says you have a strange accent. Yes. I love that.
I was the only one here.
Excuse me. Now your turn,
Michelle.
Michelle's been on the show. He's been on the show like 10 times. Nobody knows what one damn thing he said.
That's why you never invite me back. Right. Right.
It's his turn.
Well, I just had a couple of French interns for Vintage, so I understand you.
Yes.
And tell us about the kinds of wine you're producing there.
Well, we're famous for Sauvignon Blanc, but we do lots of things from Pinot Noir to Champagne style.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Riesling's my favorite, though. Stunning Riesling from New Zealand.
And so you grow all these different grapes in the same area?
Yeah. I've got 7 vineyards in Marlborough, about 200 acres. Mm-hmm. And, we're doing about 50,000 bottles, cases.
Okay.
And where can one buy your wines?
Ah, Eric, and on that one. Mm. Yeah, all over.
Wiedemeyer, it's not your show either.
Excellent question, Chef.
We
like to know where we can get the good stuff.
Good stuff.
Bassins.
We've been drinking it all morning now.
Bassins, Schneider's, Calvert Woodley. We were actually pouring wine at Calvert Woodley yesterday. John was in store there. Cleveland Park also.
What about selling to restaurants?
Yeah, absolutely.
He's like,
absolutely.
I'll talk to you after the show.
Look, your man's got his checkbook out already.
More importantly, can I break in here, please? What are you pouring for us first?
Well, we started with...
No, we didn't.
Yeah,
They started.
And we need to take care of
the schmoes over here
have
gone, okay. Hello?
It's the Mother's Day special. It's called Bubbles for Bridget. Bridget's my dear wife. Remember the woman I put back to work so I could go and start a winery? Well, this is dedicated to her. She loves the dry Paul Roget style, so I made some years ago.
John, you can cut this stuff because this show's not picked up in New Zealand. So.
No reason to BS anybody here, okay?
Dry Paul Roget.
All right. Well, let's say cheers. Happy Mother's Day to everybody.
Happy Mother's Day. Delicious wines.
All right.
We love New Zealand.
We will be back to you guys regularly through the show, but Daniel, let's bring you back in here. And let's talk about La Sandia. You've got you're in Tyson's Corner, correct?
We're in Tyson's Corner in the new addition, one of the concept restaurants, part of Richard Sandoval's restaurants.
And why a guacamole festival?
Well, Richard wanted to bring sort of the culture of cuisine and the local taste of Mexico to America. So 2 years ago, we started doing a guacamole festival, bringing in different ingredients from different parts of Mexico that represented what people ate actually in Mexico.
No cilantro?
Excuse me, pardon?
No cilantro.
Some of them have cilantro.
Ah!
I'm making two of them today. I'm making the Pacifico, which has mint in it, cilantro, so you can taste that one. And I'm making one with grasshoppers. But we're going to start you off first with our Kiwi Margarita, which is sort of a fun way of a twist to a margarita.
Tell us about the margarita quickly.
So we muddle kiwis. In the honor of our friends from New Zealand, we use fresh lime juice, which is the secret to every good margarita.
See how Danielle knows how to bring the room together.
I know,
what a diplomat.
And the Armenian merchant. And we have Casa Noble, which is one of our partners in marketing as a silver tequila, which we're going to make with fresh lime juice.
Excellent.
So I'm going to make that for you now.
All right,
Thank you.
Clearly, we have a chef in studio who wants that mic in front of his face more than anything. Michelle.
Oui.
Now you're watching the drink.
It's like having an incorrigible child here. All right, let's talk about a Revel Resort that's up in Atlantic City. I don't know that our audience in Washington knows what's going on there. So give them the whole 411.
You want me to go through it? I'll go through it, okay?
Right, okay.
Because Robert
nobody understands
here.
What
I've
he
says. I've got Michelle with me sitting next to me. Michelle and I opened up in the Revel Resort in Atlantic City in the most beautiful, would you not say, Michelle, the most beautiful, gorgeous hotel
and the
around.
Where is it in Atlantic City? Give us where in Atlantic City it is.
It's 500 Boardwalk, Atlantic City. So it's all the way at the end. If you go all the way to the end where all the hotels are, it's positioned right on the beach. So it has a private beach. It has 5 pools. It has 16 restaurants.
Okay.
You're going to find
the 16 restaurants. So you're opening up a muscle bar there.
I have a muscle bar which is open there now.
How big is it?
It's basically like a Bex and a muscle bar combined, and it's on like 10 times on steroids.
So what is about 10,000 square feet?
It's 8,000 square feet.
Wow. Yeah. How many people does it sit?
Well, with the outside and everything, it sits about 210 people.
Okay. Great music.
Yes, and we have live music. We have live music up there, and I put my chopper. It's hanging up there from the ceiling. It's awesome.
How much wine
are you writing now?
I'm riding my Harley, Michelle, which I'm going to put you on the back one day soon. But I want to say real quick here, you got to go up to Atlantic City. I know a lot of Washingtonians don't think about going to Atlantic City. There's a reason to go there now. I mean, it's the Revel is unbelievable. Michelle's up there with three concepts. I got the Muscle Bar.
But now we can go. Now we can go for free.
Yes, we will take care of Nikki. We'll take care of Nikki.
Oh yeah, you'll take care of Nikki.
So all right, Michelle, now you're doing three concepts there.
I don't know why, but he is.
It's a big bar. We're serving small plate. Great drinks, beautiful. Yeah, you have the view of the ocean. You don't have any view.
I have no view.
You're
of the
in the
ocean.
Interior.
Keep your face in front of that microphone,
okay.
Son.
Okay. and then we open right next to the old bar. Mm-hmm. We open for breakfast. We have a breakfast place. And in your floor, we have Central.
Okay.
Nice, beautiful Central.
He's right around the corner from me.
Same food that we are serving.
In English, that's Central.
Now your restaurant is already
Central.
Open.
I've been open for a month now.
Okay, but the resort is not officially open.
The official opening is Memorial Weekend. Okay. It opens up. They release almost all the rooms. There's 1,850 rooms.
Okay,
and they're gonna be releasing all the rooms. Memorial Weekend, and Beyonce is the opening act there for four
She's
nights,
so
sold out already.
She's very pretty.
So Michelle's already got front row tickets for us to sit there and, like, you know, gawk at her.
Well, that's all right. I would expect nothing less.
But I gotta say one thing real quick.
Wait, there's a Food and Wine Festival next weekend.
What's that?
There's a Food and Wine.
Everybody, calm down.
There's a Food and Wine Festival up there next weekend.
Right.
Michelle and I will be up there. We're doing a pig roast. We're doing all kinds of cool stuff. I'm doing a beer and wine, a beer and cheese tasting.
Well, I think this is
Michelle, what are you doing?
We do a nice soup.
You're doing pastries. Soup. You're doing pastries.
And pastry right now. The second day, lots of dessert.
Right.
Making people sweet.
Right.
Okay, well, I think this is the right time to say that we on Foodie and the Beast are giving away an incredible contest. We have a free overnight and tickets to both of your events at the Food and Wine Festival
next
week at Revel, and I'll be tweeting that out. So people who retweet it will be entered into the competition, and they could go to Atlantic City next
Everybody's
week.
Everybody's got to get up to the Revel and come and see us. We want all of our good friends from Washington, D.C. come up and visit.
Can't we just rig that?
No, we cannot rig that.
I want to say one thing before I get off
you
this
can
thing.
Say a lot
I
want to
say
we
one thing
not
real quick.
You. Take something. Your time.
Okay, I want to put a thing up. Princeton is playing UVA today. My nephew, number 9, Chad Wiedmeyer, All-American, 4 years in a row. Aww. First time in Princeton history. I want Princeton Tigers to win today.
He's talking about
everybody
lacrosse.
Root for them.
Yay.
Lacrosse.
Yay, Princeton.
Chad Wiedmeyer, number 9. Everybody look for him today.
All right, we will.
Well, that was an important piece of news.
Right. Thank you.
Exactly.
But you know what, David? It's very important to me.
I know it is, Robert, and I love you, man.
All right, well, can we talk about how you guys got involved with the Revel people?
Revel came to me.
And then you called me.
They came. Here's what happened. 4 years ago, some people came to me from this project, said, how would you like to go to Atlantic City? I said, only if Michelle Richard comes with me.
No, really?
Yeah,
you did.
Oh, my God. That's so nice.
Should I give you a kiss?
Yes, thank you.
Oh, we love each other. Ooh.
So, and that was it.
I haven't seen that since a porn movie in college. That was great. Awesome.
And we have to go. We have
and
to
I think it could have been the two of you.
It might have been. We wouldn't have recognized us. Michelle had hair and he was thin.
Huh? I don't know. As when you had hair.
And he was thin.
Long flowing hair.
Anyway, we're excited about Revel. It's a really, really beautiful project.
Right.
I encourage everybody to get up there and come and see us. Mm-hmm. We'll be so happy to see everybody up there.
Great. Well, and can we talk about the beach a little bit? Because
it has a private beach.
It's very different for Atlantic City.
It is. It's totally different than Atlantic City. First of all, it's a non-smoking hotel. Okay?
A casino that's non-smoking?
Non-smoking.
Is that possible?
Now, I asked the owners why they did that. And he said, I asked everybody for the past 3 years, do you allow people to smoke in your house? And almost everybody said no.
Right.
So if you're a non-smoker, it's a great place to be. It's not being really pushed as a casino. There's a beautiful casino there. It's designed by Cirque du Soleil. It's absolutely to die for, gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
But it's more of a resort to go see shows, go eat at all the great restaurants, go to the private beach, go to the pools. Michelle's got a pool. His one restaurant, he's got a beautiful pool there with all these gorgeous ladies.
You know what
there,
I can do?
Eating his burgers, eating his lobster burgers.
Can come,
I love it.
You know? I can come put on my...
Yes.
That's why Michelle won that. He wanted to be able to sit there and look at the pretty
Michelle, ladies. Now, Michelle, because we are going to have to wrap up, but which restaurant of yours is open now, and when is everything else opening?
Obi Strobar is open.
It's open.
Small plate, great drinks. and the breakfast place open.
All right, okay. I want to make sure everybody knows, because it sounds like Rebel. It's Revel, R-E-V-E-L.
Like Rebel.
And I have been booked to float around in Michelle's pool in my Speedo, so I want you.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, topless.
Yeah. Lose more weight.
All right, gentlemen, thank you so much for coming
Nikki,
in this morning.
Happy Mother's Day, Polly. Happy Mother's Day, baby. I love you.
Happy Mother's Day, Pauls. All right, hey, thank you, guys.
You. Love you too.
Bye, everybody.
I'm so glad you're leaving.
All right, this is Nick.
Go to Central Marcel, spend all your money for Mother's Day.
This is Nikki Nellis with Foodie and the Beast. We will be back, believe it or not, even though the two big personalities are exiting. We've got more New Zealand wine, we've got guacamole, and a little.
And we've got Danielle Mondavion.
We'll be back in just a sec.
Rock that fanny pack, wearing those khakis last.
Kevin, yeah? What are you doing?
Just singing this sweet tune I heard on the radio this morning.
We need to get you HD radio, man. Those are not the lyrics. If you were listening to that song in my Kia Optima with the UVO infotainment system and HD radio, you'd hear all the lyrics with crystal clear digital sound quality. Plus the artist and song title even display on my UVO screen.
Then let's go for a ride and hope the fanny pack song comes on.
Voice-activated UVO infotainment system with HD radio. Now available in the Kia Optima.
In the beloved fairy tale Beauty and the Beast, Belle and the Beast learn that true beauty is found within and live happily ever after. Today, our happily ever afters are being threatened by the fact that nearly one in three children in America are overweight or obese. Now is the time to make good nutrition and physical activity part of your family's daily lifestyle. To learn more, visit letsmove.gov. Brought to you by Let's Move, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and the Ad Council.
Hey, everybody, it's David and Nikki Nellis for Foodie and the Beast, the D.C. area's one and only food and wine variety show.
On June 10th, we've got another live one for you. We're going to be at Jeff Black's Black Restaurant in Bethesda. We're going to be talking with the guys from Union Market, and there's going to be lots of oysters from both Rappahannock and Dragon Creek. So join us at Black's in Bethesda.
I guess you could say we're going to be back in Black's.
You bet.
That's Foodie and the Beast live Sunday at Black's in Bethesda on 1500 a.m. at 11 o'clock.
I love my husband, but I didn't realize our difficulties had to do with his drinking. Our pastor suggested I go to Al-Anon Family Groups. I didn't think I would be comfortable, but I decided to try a meeting. The Al-Anon meeting really opened my eyes. Are you troubled by someone's drinking? You might be surprised at what you could learn in an Al-Anon Family Group meeting from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON.
That's sweet. Happy Mother's Day, everybody. We're back on Foodie and the Beast with David and Nikki Nellis. And the best news of all is that Robert Wiedemeyer and Michelle Richard have left the building.
Oh, my God. And there is still oxygen left in the studio.
I said it was like having 2 3-year-olds on, you know, on sugar highs in here. Let's get back to Danielle Mondavion of La Sandia. Danielle, let's talk about guacamole, because I think a lot of I sort of took for granted that that was all there was. And I was surprised to see some of your recipes for other kinds of guacamole. First of all, where did it come from? It's obviously, you know.
thank you for reminding our listeners that, because guacamole was a prized fruit that the Aztecs ate. And I think it's something that some people have thought of as an aphrodisiac.
Did avocado just grow? I mean, did they cultivate it? Or was it just, what made it prized? Cause couldn't they
because
find it
was one of those rare things that I think, like cacao, that was.
Is that a cow with a stutter?
Cacao.
That's my old joke. Thank
you.
Right?
It's a tequila working.
It sounds delicious.
Delicious.
Actually.
Delightfully delicious. So, you know, we thought that everybody that kind of every Mexican restaurant or themed restaurant does this very basic guacamole that's almost, you know, not exciting, but it's with cilantro and sometimes not seasoned well. And Richard thought that if we're going to do something, we're going to do it very sort of a bit of modern twist, Mexican style. And bring recipes that he grew up with in Mexico. So the idea was to bring a twist to it that is very exciting, very good for you, and flavors that you're not expecting in a guacamole, because guacamole itself could be very bland and rich. So we're doing the Pacifico, which we put in diced papaya, mango, strawberries, kiwis, and fresh mint.
But that's not classic, is it?
No,
That's not something you would find in Mexico, would it? I mean, it sounds more salsa than guacamole.
Yeah, it's sort of a modern twist to it. I mean, okay. You know, I think every cuisine in the world has a different version of a dish, but this is sort of a Richard's way of modernizing it, a traditional classic guacamole with diced tomatoes, onions, cilantro, salt, that and chilis.
So, I mean, which is really
which
good
we
too.
Make a table side, and it's delicious, and I can eat buckets of it, and it makes a great face mask.
when you do your guacamole and when they do it at La Sandia, is it done? Yeah. I mean, I see you have the mortar and pestle. Does it have to be mashed? Because some people chop and some people mash. Where do you weigh in on that?
We like to chop it with sort of at the table side, the whole guacamole with a couple of spoons, because I think it having the chunks of guacamole in the actual dish gives it a little bit of a texture rather than that really soft mushy stuff, and it sort of mixes in with different bites as you bite into it.
Well, can I ask a question? You've got a
no. You can't ask $5 a question. No questions for
That's
you.
That's kind of a
You're
stupid
out.
Thing to say. I know. No, grasshoppers. Now here in the U.S., we see a grasshopper. You don't rush to kill it, but I don't think anybody thinks about eating it.
No, you scream at your husband. There's a grasshopper in the house. Get
Come
it.
Kill it.
Or a stink bug, or an ant,
or a spider. That's the best one.
The famous one, Nikki. Nikki, there's a spider the size of a Buick. In our bathroom. Anyways.
She calls him the cell phone.
I don't know what a Buick is, what? So I don't know what he's talking about.
Lexus.
Thank you.
Size of a Maserati.
Come on. So, it's Mother's Day.
Here's
Time
my question.
To upgrade.
What is it? I mean, what happened there that they said, oh, these are these lovely green bugs, let's fry them and eat them?
Well, you know, I think in the old days, we actually are dehydrated and they're not fried. But in the old days, people ate was available locally to them. So if it was, cicadas in the area, that's what they ate. If there was a goat.
Right. You're making me like nauseous.
I'm sorry. It's a delicacy.
Cicadas, like. They nothing scared me more. Living down here, I was like, I have to leave this area. Those are the scariest things ever.
You know, if Michelle could get his hands on the grasshoppers, he would probably mix them with foie gras and truffle oil and charge. You know,
yeah, but he's a freak,
right? Like, you know, we simplified it.
But
into
now these grasshoppers are tiny. These are not so they're. And they're from Mexico.
These are locally. These are local grasshoppers from Mexico. They're actually farmed, and they're very delicate and flavored. Almost remind you of mushrooms or truffles.
Well, and there was some kind of I don't know what.
No pesticides.
Cayenne in there.
We're using different types of chilies on the different sort of celebration of the guacamole.
I mean, it was good. I just didn't look at it when I popped it in my mouth.
Is this something?
I don't
like
to eat anything that looks back at me when I eat it.
Cascabel chile that you tasted. That was flavored with the grasshopper. Sorry, Nikki.
Oh, that's all right. So now, is this a festival that's going on all month long?
All month of May.
Okay.
It's the second year that we're doing it. So, you have an option to pick different things. Some people just order guacamole for lunch. And the two that I'm making for you, the Pacifico, is with fresh fruit. So it's really light and
flavorful
and really good for you. It really is like a fruit salad with guacamole in it.
Well, let's talk about avocado as a health food, because it's gotten, more famous and more notoriety because it's got all the,
oils
and minerals and citrus.
They do. All right.
They do delicious guacamole. Yeah, exactly. Delicious one.
No, I love it. What? I'm sorry.
Well, no, I was saying, I mean, when you look at an avocado and when you taste it, it tastes oily and it tastes heavy, but it's really very unbelievably good for you.
Well, there are different varieties of avocados, and I think that the best one that we use in a lot of our restaurants is the Haas avocado, which is a
Mexican
hybrid. And it's just, really has the fullest flavor of the fruit and less amount of oil.
Okay.
Some people add oil to the guacamole. We don't. It's just the natural oils. It's sea salt. And this one is kiwi, and of course, fresh lime juice, which is something that we add to all of our guacamole.
Now, the avocado-based one, do you feel that cilantro is important?
Really important. It cuts that fatness, that fattiness of the avocado.
Okay. Because, I mean, I love cilantro, but like Michelle does not like cilantro, in case anybody missed that
on
the show.
Michelle and my mom, we would walk into a restaurant and she would say, they're cooked with cilantro. We can't eat here.
Yeah,
mom, the food is great.
Don't like it.
No, we can't eat here. So.
All right. Well, while you're whipping that up, we're going to go back to Eric and John Forrest. John, what is it about? I mean, you have to understand on this show, it's called Foodie and the Beast for a reason, because Nikki really has a very, you could almost say, artistic or talented palate, and I'm just,
He just doesn't.
You just step on my foot and my mouth opens. So I don't really understand, do you have to treat your earth in order to get certain tastes out of your grapes, or does it just come that way? Is it just the right earth and you just...
Yeah, no, it's really just the right earth and the right... Yeah, geology is so important for grapes and climate, Marlborough has a dry climate with a cold night, and that makes flavor.
But New Zealand wines in general are known for their minerality.
Yeah.
And that comes completely from the terroir.
How did you know that? I didn't know.
Comes from the terroir. In fact, Becky, you can smell it after a rain when you walk through this vineyard, you're trying the Sauvignon Blanc.
Mm-hmm.
It smells almost salty, and the grapes taste
That I think we should come and find out.
Yeah, you should.
So now we're drinking the Sauvignon Blanc.
Sauvignon Blanc. Yeah.
Now, while you're making your wines, what is it that you're looking for in a Sauvignon Blanc? Like, how do you feel that you differentiate your Sauvignon Blanc from maybe some of the other New Zealand Sauvignon Blancs?
It's that minerality. I pick exclusively from soil that is just stony.
Okay.
Remember, it goes back to that salty smell.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm picking on that salty smell I get from the grapes and from the soil, the terroir. And I try to carry that through in the wine. If you look at this wine, it's got lovely fruit, lovely herbs, you know, the sage, thyme, cilantro. It's got, you know, all the fruits you want.
Mm-hmm.
But the back end of it is all about that lovely, dry, all right. Character.
We got to go back to the start here because you were a researcher. You were a medical doctor and you were doing research. How the hell did you learn all this?
I mean, it's all science, right?
When you say you walked out science. One day, did you know, I mean, were you a connoisseur of wines for years and years, and you finally said, what I really want is my own vineyard, or?
Yeah, I was a drinker.
That's a boy.
And that hasn't stopped.
Now you're talking my language.
Yeah. I didn't even know I had a good palate at that stage. I just enjoyed drinking and the experience of wine.
So how do you do it? I mean, do you just go and say, did you buy an existing vineyard, or you just bought a bunch of land?
You started from scratch?
You got to understand, New Zealand's a young, free country.
I was just going to ask. Well, not only that, but New Zealand wines is... I mean, how old are New Zealand wines, wineries?
30 years. Really.
Yeah, I mean, it's young, really young.
We started 25
Thank
years
you.
Ago, you know, so it was really brand new. But, mm-hmm. you know, it's just fantastic. You can just, I literally just walked out, went home to Marlborough, and, you know, planted the vineyard and started experimenting and making wine.
But did you have in mind the kind of wines you wanted to produce? Like, had you had some wines from New Zealand, you're like, I can do better than this, or I wanted to have some sort of finish? I mean, did you have an idea in mind of what you were looking for?
Yeah, I had a style, I suppose. It's evolved because I've worked and lived in the Loire Valley. You know, that's influenced my thinking on this particular wine in front of you. I love that. You know, it comes back to that minerality, mm-hmm. which is so French.
Well, but I think New Zealand wines have way more minerality than the French wines. I mean, that's what I think you really get from a New Zealand wine, don't you?
Well, certainly from this one.
From this one, I mean, especially. And the color is almost
beautiful.
Clear.
Clear. Yeah, again, that comes back to the minerality and the acidity.
The acidity.
The acidity is the cold nights during the growing season.
Mm-hmm. All right, great. Well, we'll come back to you because you have
back
two more to pour.
Wait, before we segue, I want to make sure that people know how to find you online. Just give us a good website.
It's forest.co.nz.
With two R's.
With two R's.
Mm. All right.
Yeah.
All right, so now we're going to talk gelati.
I know, but first can we just say that this the fruit-filled guacamole is delicious.
The Pacifico, yeah?
Yeah, it's really, really nice.
I can have it for breakfast. Thank you.
I really like it. I would eat this for breakfast. I am eating it for breakfast. It's delicious.
I'll give the recipe to David.
Oh, excellent. Yeah, he'll never make it for
That'll
me, but thank you.
That'll deep six it.
All right, moving on.
So, you guys have had unbelievable growth since the last time we talked to you.
Yeah, but they've never been in studio before. They've never been in studio before.
Well, but we saw you. We
saw them.
We ran into you.
Yes.
Now you can get Dolce Gelati at Nats Stadium.
Right.
That's right.
How did that happen?
Wait, can we start earlier?
Of course. Okay.
You and I met so long ago. You were the pastry chef for Roberto Donna. This is like going back.
You remember that?
Yeah, 10, 11 years ago.
The first time I saw, he was yelling at you. Hey, K-5!
And I remember, Nikki, I gave you a secret recipe. I hope you never shared that. The white chocolate cake.
Tortino. Yeah, I do have it.
Okay, good.
No, I've never shared it. I do. And
she
I remember when you were growing
list.
Up to get engaged with your wife.
Exactly. That was
right.
The day that I got the ring.
I know. Isn't that amazing? You were in New York then. You weren't living there.
And you're still married.
I know. Yeah.
With
Can you believe
two
it? Beautiful children. Anyway, so tell us how you went from leaving Roberto and starting your own gelato shop.
Yes, basically, after being working as a pastry chef at Galileo Restaurant with Roberto, mm-hmm. I had the opportunity to make a big move and start my entrepreneur business, mm-hmm. and I opened Dolce Gelati, and little by little we start to supply at the National Stadium, and then we
But you did have a shop. You didn't open up a storefront.
No.
How did you wind up? How did you go about it that way?
Basically, I was debating either to open either a retail or a distribution. But me as a chef, as in the kitchen, and I see that all the chefs
once they create the product, the only problem for them is to create a dessert and, you know, to get the gelato. So that was the idea for me to start this business.
And really, because when he came out of Galileo, he knew so many of the pastry chefs. So
sure.
It was a natural foot in the door to start off doing the distribution.
Well, and I think gelato at this point, I mean, we're talking, how long ago was this, like 8 years ago?
When did you start? Five years ago.
Okay. So do you think that there was a more need for gelato? I mean, were people looking for it? Because some gelato shops were opening up around D.C. I mean,
exactly.
That just started kind of happening. So how did you come up with your process for making your gelato?
Well, that was just my...
Oh, wait. Do we have to take a break?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Nikki
okay.
likes to ask the five-minute
like
questions
to ask the
right
questions
before we go
right before we take a break.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Yeah, this is David and Nikki Nellis with Foodie and the Beast. We'll give you all the details when we come back.
Adobe Acrobat Pro is actually used very commonly for PDF archiving. If you've got a lot of files of different formats and different types, if you just save these files into all these different formats, then 20 years later, somebody wants to look at the file, they'd actually have to have the program that could open up that file. So for digital archiving, you'd rather have a standardized file format.
Stratford University's Tech Talk Radio, Saturday mornings from 9 to 10 on 1500 AM.
Hey everybody, it's David and Nikki Nellis for Foodie and the Beast, the D.C. area's one and only food and wine variety show.
On June 10th, we've got another live one for you. We're going to be at Jeff Black's Black Restaurant in Bethesda. We're going to be talking with the guys from Union Market, and there's going to be lots of oysters from both Rappahannock and Dragon Creek. So join us at Black's in Bethesda.
I guess you could say we're going to be back in Black's.
You bet.
That's Foodie and the Beast live Sunday at Black's in Bethesda on 1500 AM at 11 o'clock.
Have you heard? Founding Farmers is a top dining choice in D.C. and now is the hottest seat in Montgomery County. Located just off Route 270 at Montrose Road West, there's free parking, a great dining atmosphere, and the award-winning menus of great scratch-made foods with ingredients from American family farmers and from across the region. Come visit today for their incredible selections for breakfast, lunch, dinner, or weekend brunch. Learn more at foundingfarmers.com. It's Montgomery County's destination for true food and drink.
It's about smiles. It's about laughter. It's about going out and making a difference in the life of a child. You don't have to get mad. You just have to go mad. GoMad2011.com is a website dedicated to supporting the Make-A-Wish Foundation. At GoMad, our mission is simple, to go out and make a difference. So how can you help? Visit the Wish Wall on GoMad2011.com and make a contribution today. Or find out how you can donate with a simple text message. Do it now so that we can continue to touch the lives of children with life-threatening conditions by granting their wishes.
Mama said there'll be days like
this. Oh, another Mother's
Day song.
My mama said.
Okay.
All right, back to Foodie and the Beast with David and Nikki Nellis, and we're talking Dolce Gelati.
What?
Yes.
You were saying something.
Yes, I wanted to wish Happy Mother's Day to all the listeners, all the mothers. On the
all the guys, all the guys
Anastasia.
Are sucking up today, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So we were, as right before we went to the break, we wanted to talk about how you got into it and launched it and how you decided to make the gelato the way you do.
Yeah, basically, that was always my dream before I came in the United States. I have a background in gelato. I worked in Germany for several years with my cousin, who owns a gelateria in Bonn since 1923. And,
but gelato is Italian, right?
I know. But,
yeah,
it's
but they're talking in Europe.
You know? I know, but I'm just saying, is it big in Germany?
No, yeah, it is huge in Germany.
Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah.
I've never been.
This big.
Yeah. And they work 8 months per year, and they work every day. And 4 months, they close the shop, they go back in Italy. And
all right, let's
relax.
Go back from even farther back. Where in Italy are you from?
I'm from Napoli.
Napoli.
And in Napoli, we are everywhere in Italy, we have a big tradition of gelato. Napoli is really famous because in the history, we used to have the domination of the French domination, talking about Michel.
Right. Thank God he's gone.
That's which they change our way to eat in our back in Napolitan cooking.
Okay.
That's why.
Is that when Napoleon III?
Yeah. So they came, they brought their chef, and you know, in Napoli, we learned from them. That's why we have a baba ram, which is a like famous dessert, which is basically a sovereign. And we change the shape, or we make put some character into it.
Okay. And so as you were creating your own gelato here in the States, what did you take from your training earlier to create your flavors that you're doing now?
basically all the roots, all the basics, and now obviously I'm changing my way how to make my products. For example, right now a new item we're starting to do, it's the low-calorie gelato using the agave, organic agave from Mexico. Talking mm-hmm. about, you know, the Mexican.
That's why the price has gone up.
Yeah.
And also we're starting to make the gelato popsicle using the agave.
Interesting.
And we're about to supply the gelato to a pop-up shop on 14W.
Well, let me talk about, because you're very busy. You've got, God bless you, a very a big, hearty social conscience, and you're doing a lot of work for charity.
Yes, we
and
do.
You're also involved in tons of events, so this is your chance to tell everybody, tell the
yeah,
world
about
it.
Yeah, where can people see you?
You've got a bunch of events this week that I read about.
There you go.
This week is insane, and I think that...
This is his wife, Anastasia.
Hi.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
How are you? We do a lot of events. I mean, we're big believers that even though you're a small business, you don't have to be kind of a title sponsor, but you can give back in your own way. So mm-hmm. we do a lot of stuff, whether it's for A Shot of Life, a new campaign that was launched by the United Nations Foundation, or more local things like we're going to do Sound Bites next Sunday for DC
Excellent.
Central Kitchen. So this week, just this week, we're going to be on Tuesday night, we're going to be at the W Hotel for the rooftop launch.
Mm-hmm.
Thursday, we'll be at the Italian Embassy for BizNow Italian style Schmoozerama.
Right.
We're going to be at Zufari, which this will be our
Thursday.
Fourth or fifth year on Thursday as well.
And for people who don't know, Zufari is sort awesome. Of like the kickoff of the summer season. All the chefs come out, all the restaurants come out, they take over the zoo.
Well, it's food booths that line the walkways.
It's so much fun.
Yeah,
we've
but gone, you have to compete with the lions, so.
Yeah.
Watch your food.
The right. problem with Zufari is you eat all the way down to the bottom, and then once you're full, you have to
walk back up.
Schlep up that hill. Schlep is French,
it's not
by
so
the
bad.
Way.
Unless you try to park in parking lot D or below.
Right, at the right. bottom, right?
That's what the smart people.
Smart about
Only
it.
Mommies
Work your
know.
Way down, right?
Only mommies know about the parking
about
lot
the
at the bottom
stadium.
Of the hill.
You wouldn't normally associate gelati and Nats baseball.
Yeah.
We have... Four carts at the Nat Stadium. We're now in the President's Club.
Yeah, we just started to supply at the President's Club, which mm-hmm. we created a new flavor for just at the National Stadium. It's called Natitude Flavor.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Are there crickets in it? No crickets.
No, but actually the crickets were pretty good. I was surprised.
Yeah, they were
Maybe
good.
We
Do
have
like
a new flavor in the making.
They snap, crackle, and pop.
I'm glad we inspired you.
Goji berries with wings. But.
Right, well, so what are some of your top-selling flavors, and what's your favorite? Like, what's Anastasia, what's your favorite? And Gianluigi, what's
My
yours?
Favorite flavor is the one we are enjoying right now,
this
which is
delicious.
The Bacio Bianco, white chocolate and hazelnut. And it's like
it
a Nutella Bianca.
It smells so good.
Yes, thank
you. E partito.
E finito tutto.
I didn't get any.
Finito e partito.
Oh, take it.
I'm on my third one.
And we also
Mine's
like
gone already.
To custom make flavors. For example, I got a chef client who asked me to make a smoked vanilla. And for me, it was like, well, I've never done it before. For me, it's a challenge. So I bought a smoker. And
so what did you do, smoke the beans?
No, I smoked the entire vanilla base.
We did that
hours.
In college. That's no big deal.
And you he were loves smoking his those. Machines. So it was like another excuse. Oh, now I have to go buy a smoker. And now he's like smoking gelato.
So and how? What was the end result? Did it come out to
yeah,
both of your likings?
Yeah, of course. You know, it was a great hit and no complaint at all. And that's what I like to do because... I like to create and start the machine, how to create the new flavors, how to combine ingredients. And that's what it's all
You're
the fun
an inventor.
Part. Exactly. That's the fun part of being a chef.
All right. Well, let's make sure everybody knows how to find you online.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Well, you can visit our website, www.dolcegelati.net. Please like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter, Pinterest.
This
big,
is like American Idol. Please vote for number
marketer.
Five.
All right. Well, thank you guys for coming in
on
Mother's
more,
Day.
And also, I just want to let you know, if you want to find our product, it's a green packaging. You can find it at Whole Foods and the Italian store, Vace, and loads of other markets.
I love Vace. What a great store.
Yeah.
It's like going
and
back.
Also, we start to supply a private label for Yes Organic Market.
Yeah. Oh, fantastic.
Look at you. You're a conglomerate, baby.
Oh, right.
Congratulations.
All right, thanks for coming
Thank
in.
Thank you
so much for having
Happy
us.
Mother's
Thank
Day.
You.
Happy Mother's Day.
So now
Day.
We're going to go from gelati to gumbo.
Right, but before we do that, are we going to wine or are we starting with gumbo?
No, we're going back to gumbo.
Okay, wait. Before we start our gumbo, what did you pour next?
Come on in, Cam.
Riesling.
Cam, have a seat.
A Riesling, my favorite.
It's a Riesling.
Yeah.
Riesling is your favorite, really?
Yeah.
It's really not my favorite.
Isn't it? That's a great shame. You can make it so many different ways, and they're all exciting, and they're all world class. That's what I like about it. And it makes you it's the thinking person's wine.
But I also think it depends.
It's just so sweet.
A glass of wine by itself is totally different. Like last night when we had dinner, that glass of, I don't remember what it was.
It wasn't a Riesling, but it was a
German sweet wine. A sweeter wine.
But it complemented the spicy
food. We were eating very hot food.
We were at Little Sarah, Johnny Moniz's new restaurant.
And that took the edge off it. I see.
But this is not nearly, sometimes Rieslings are syrupy.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And this is not like that at all.
I mean,
and it's very
Riesling
clear.
Comes as the most dry wine of all, and it's got a bad rap for being sweet. And yes, there are a lot of sweet Rieslings, but you can make it across the whole style range. This is a lower alcohol with a touch of residual fruit sweetness, but it's balanced beautifully by the acidity because it leaves your mouth crisp and fresh. And you should have had it last night because it's perfect with... Was slightly
spicy
chili food.
Well, I've got
a little
taste of grapefruit in here. I like it.
Yeah, it's
all right,
nice.
So
okay.
We're going to completely switch over. Cam McNair is here from New Orleans Pool Boy, which is a new restaurant, a new offering.
It's not quite open. We'll be open hopefully within 3 weeks or so.
Congratulations. Awesome.
Now, what's your story?
Yeah, because you're not from this area. How'd you wind up here?
You're a reverse carpetbagger.
Yeah, completely backwards. Completely backwards. We're from New Orleans. My brother went to Georgetown, moved up, and then my other brother liked the ratio of women to men. He popped up here.
Who doesn't?
Then we just follow.
Do you understand that sex is the basis of everything? War, government, history,
restaurants,
po' boys, right,
restaurants,
everything.
Good food.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
No, so that's how we ended up here.
And
so
here.
How long have you been here?
Well, I came up for a while, then I went to Charlottesville, stayed there for about 20 years, raised my daughters there, because it's not such a big city.
No, beautiful area. And did you work in the restaurants there?
Oh, yeah.
So where were you working in Charlottesville?
In Charlottesville, I worked at Dooner's, Rococo's, I ran a National Ground Intelligent Cafe for a while, just a bunch of places.
So now you're back up here, and what made you decide to jump into opening up your own restaurant?
Because I'm a chef.
I know. You know what I mean? But, like, there's lots of things chefs can do. So I'm just sort of curious.
Well, I've been wanting to do a pool boy shop for a long time.
Okay.
And then I was just feeding my family and friends, doing small parties. And some of them finally said, well, how about if we back this restaurant now that you're...
Boy,
that's
nice.
A perfect segue. Pool boy sounds like poor boy. I mean, what's the origin of the sandwich? And
the pool boy is just basically it's a sandwich. You have grinders, subs. It's just all different bread.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, in New Orleans, we have the best bread for a sandwich.
Well, of course you do.
Which is?
It's a French, New Orleans French bread.
Okay.
It's a crispy outside, not squishy and non-flavorful.
Okay.
If you ask anybody from New Orleans.
That's a backhanded compliment in a way, but okay.
Anybody from New Orleans, if you tell me you open a pool boy shop, they ask, where are you getting
your
bread?
So, all right, where are you getting your bread?
We're going to get our bread from...
thank you.
That lovely bakery down in New Orleans that I can't remember
the name.
From Gambino's.
Gambino's?
Gambino's in New Orleans. We're getting our muffalata bread from Gambino's. We're getting our breads from Gambino's.
So what do you do?
Did they
ship it out?
Did they make you an offer you couldn't refuse?
It's
not Carlo Gambino. He's dead. So.
No, I work for that family. It's a different part of the family.
Santino. Never argue in front of the family.
So you're getting the bread from there.
Right.
And then what fills a classic po' boy?
Basic New Orleans po' boys are hot roast beef and gravy, fried shrimp, fried oysters. Because of where we're at,
all in one sandwich.
Different sandwiches.
Okay,
like you
just
have a shrimp po' boy, an oyster po' boy, a roast beef po' boy. We're gonna do.
He brought gumbo.
Yes, I know.
We're gonna do grilled shrimp po' boys just to be a little more health conscious.
Okay.
Because
it's DC. It is DC.
All right. Yep. This is it. This is your first review right here.
All right. Let's see how this works.
We don't do
for
reviews.
Us. Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. See. Hmm. Oh, yeah.
So, but is it, would you say what you're opening up is a sandwich shop, or would you
it's
say that you're going to...
It's a higher-end sort of sandwich shop.
Okay.
Because it's good.
I mean, right. But you will serve gumbo, too?
Yeah, we're going to have gumbo, etouffee, red beans and rice. We'll have a daily specials, like Mondays will be red beans and rice.
Are you going to be doing, like, chicory coffee and the whole thing?
We'll have beignets in the morning.
Wow. Oh, so you're going to be open all day?
We'll do 7 to 7.
Okay.
So we'll do breakfast, lunch, and an early take-home dinner.
Take-home. So you're looking to do takeaway.
Right.
Okay, that makes sense.
Where are you going to be in DuPont Circle? That's DuPont my neighborhood.
Circle.
That's right.
Oh. 19 a.m.
for breakfast.
Everybody's curious.
Hey, when did you become an interrogator?
Running around four restaurants, I need some beignets for breakfast.
All right.
Yeah, we're at 19 and M Street, right off the corner. It's a nice, beautiful little patio we're going to have.
19 and M Street. I'm trying to think what was there. Is it a new building?
Oh, no, it's an old building. There was Penang. There was Starbucks. There's a Chipotle right there.
Okay, I know.
Can I jump in with something? Because we're going to run out of time. Cam, you worked for Emeril.
Yeah.
Did you teach him how to say bam, or was he saying bam back then?
There was no bam until TV.
No.
There was taste.
Yeah,
and
try
then that
this.
Changed the band.
Okay.
Yeah, I worked for the Brennan family for about 7 years. Because they're the best restaurant people in New Orleans to work
right,
for.
Absolutely.
Been there, eaten there.
Yeah,
right.
Can't go wrong there.
No, you can't. But I don't remember it because I was cranked.
So for people who aren't familiar with Creole cuisine, what are some of the things that they can look forward to trying at your restaurant? Like, can you explain the po' boy, like the sort of flavors in there? I think some people think it's spicy.
Now, New Orleans food isn't all spice.
Well, this
it's
is
flavor.
Spices.
And then has a little spice.
Okay, a little kick.
Yeah, so it's... Mm-hmm. But then again, I'm from New Orleans, so I don't think it's spicy, but
usually
it's flavor first with a hint of spice afterwards. It's a balance.
And what is that spice flavor? I mean, would you, like, is it coming from pepper heat?
Like, yeah, what
is
it?
You know, each cuisine is different.
Okay. Is your main spice, your main heat source, but then it's sort of onion, peppers, celery, garlic powder, fresh garlic, a little cumin.
Okay, what about
so it's a melange
filet?
Of different worlds.
Is it filet?
And the filet gumbo, this is a filet gumbo you're having. It's okra filet gumbo, so it's not a roux-based gumbo.
Okay.
Its thickeners are okra and filet. Filet is a sassafras root.
Right, I want to talk about that. All right, we have to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about filet just a little bit. This is David and Nikki Nellis with Foodie and the Beast. I am drinking, what is this?
It's Lavar's Pinot Noir.
It's delicious.
Pinot
Noir. It's sort of like settling here in studio. We'll be back in just a sec.
It's an effete taste.
Diary entry, August 15th. My joints ache. Today I can hardly move. I need some answers.
September 3rd. I'm tired all the time. What's going on?
June 8th. I woke up with a rash on my face. I want to know why.
For answers, ask your doctor the right question. Could I have lupus? For answers, for support, for hope, visit couldihavelupus.gov or call 1-800-994-9662. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Office on Women's Health and the Ad Council.
Like farmers markets? None's better than the fabulous Central Farm Markets in downtown Bethesda, at Bethesda Elementary, and in Rockville's Mid Pike Plaza. Each has 40-plus vendors with huge selections of local natural meats, poultry, organic produce, cheeses, plus yummy pastries, pies, cakes, fresh breads, even seafood and more. Want prepared foods to go? They got that too. Bring the family, bring the dog to Central Farm Markets Sunday in Bethesda and Saturdays and Thursdays in Rockville. Visit centralfarmmarkets.com for details. Hey everybody, it's David and Nikki Nellis for Foodie and the Beast, the D.C. area's one and only food and wine variety show.
On June 10th, we've got another live one for you. We're going to be at Jeff Black's Black Restaurant in Bethesda. We're going to be talking with the guys from Union Market, and there's going to be lots of oysters from both Rappahannock and Dragon Creek. So join us at Black's in Bethesda.
I guess you could say we're going to be back in Black's.
You bet.
That's Foodie and the Beast live Sunday at Black's in Bethesda on 1500 AM at 11 o'clock.
Hey, Jamie, who sings that song? Whoa, piece of bread.
That can't possibly be a real song.
No, it is. We heard it on the car radio this morning.
Matt, we really need to get HD radio so you can hear song lyrics better. Actually, we should get a Kia Sorento with the UVO infotainment system and HD radio. This way you can hear all your corny lyrics with crystal clear digital sound quality, and I can listen to good music on the extra FM HD2 and HD3 stations it offers. Now sing that song again to me.
Whoa.
Voice-activated UVO infotainment system with HD radio. Now available in the Kia Sorento.
Three Dog Night. I'm probably the only person in the room old enough to remember this song. Yeah, you remember it?
We got a couple hands. Okay,
yeah, but I remember it from when it came out. So. Shut up.
Okay.
Wait a minute. No.
Okay, sorry.
Before you do that, I just want to quickly thank the folks that make this show possible and the folks that are going to make it possible who just committed on the air, those numbskulls.
Witnesses.
Right. Georgetown Bagelry, greatest bagels in the world, I swear it. The Neighborhood Restaurant Group, that's Rustico, the two Rusticos, Evening Star, Tallulah, Vermilion, Buzz Bakery, Columbia Firehouse.
Birch and Barley.
And Churchkey, the two founding farmers, including the one out in Potomac, where we will be coming to you live.
Next week?
We will be coming live next week.
Can I say who's going to be on the show?
Yeah.
Okay, next week we have such a great show. We are going to be at Founding Farmers Potomac. It is a brunch. Stop telling me to rush. And we will have Nick Stefanelli is going to be there with Pam the Butcher from Wagshaw's. Quite a team.
I remember her. Pam's a butcher.
They'll be talking about lamb jam. Of course, we'll have the entire crew from Founding Farmers there. We'll talk about their honey and what they're serving there. John Arroyo is going to be making cocktails. And
my man.
I don't know what you've heard about the Four Seasons in Baltimore, but it is fabulous. And their chefs are coming in, two founding farmers, to tell everybody all about it.
All right.
It'll be a great show.
So you busted in. Anyways, I also want to thank Bethesda Central Farm Market and Robert Wiedemeyer and Michelle Richard, who are going to be sponsoring
the show. And you have to give a shout out to Jeff Black.
Oh, and Jeff Black. Yeah, we had a blast last week.
And the winner of the chicken fried steak competition, because we ended the show before the competition was over, was
Jeff Black.
Jeff Black.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
All right, so let's get back to Cam. So, Cam, give us the full menu. It's po' boys, it's gumbo.
No, we're talking about filet. I want to know about filet. I don't think people on the East Coast understand what it is. So,
I don't think anybody above Jackson, Mississippi understands what filet gumbo is.
Okay, yeah.
Filet is just ground sassafras root.
Okay.
And it's a thickener.
Mm-hmm. So as opposed to
New Orleans
potato
flavor
starch.
That you don't really know what it is.
Right.
It's sort of like, huh, that's very New Orleans. But that's usually the filet.
It's an umami. It's like umami. It gives that flavor, right?
It gives the unknown flavor. Umami. Just a little hint of flavor.
Okay.
But it's mainly just a thickener.
And it's only incorporated in gumbo, also in etouffee?
Generally just in gumbo. It's a filet gumbo. Hey, that song, filet gumbo.
Can somebody tell me what umami is?
Oh, that's the sixth sense. Japanese. Yeah. It's like you can't.
Yeah,
it's how you feel after you have your mom's chicken.
Oh my God,
soup.
I'm feeling stupid.
It's ethereal and emotional.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Fortunately, he can read.
Oh, he can read?
Yeah.
That's my problem. All right.
Okay, so when are you planning on opening?
About the week, end of the June, somewhere around there. It all depends on architecture and permits. So we're still in that sort of battle, but we're moving forward.
Okay.
Our hood vents are going in. We'll have a smoke test on the 25th. Yes, that's the best news I've heard in months.
I bet. It's a process.
Well, I will be first in line for a po' boy, I can tell you that.
And just tell people quickly just a couple of things that they can expect on the menu, like that we haven't discussed.
We'll have po' boys, shrimp, oyster, roast beef, and Debris gravy.
Are you doing a raw bar?
No raw bar, but we are making all our meats in-house ourselves. We'll do our own roasts. We're making our own hams, our own andouille sausage.
Oh, nice. Yum.
Everything's made from scratch.
Mm-hmm. Except the bread.
Except for the bread, because we're getting that from somebody who makes it better than we do.
Right.
Will you cater? Will you do anything? I mean,
yeah, we'll do corporate catering, small catering. We specialize in small dinner parties that aren't just Creole food. We can do any sort of...
Now, how can people find out, like, when you're open? And I mean, other than reading the list, of course.
Right. You can go to our website.
Your website.
New Orleans, three W's and a dot. New Orleans, DC, New Orleans, poboyshop.com.
And are you going to be on Twitter?
DC, poboyshop.com. Justin's going to kill me now.
Okay.
And we have Facebook.
And Diane may kill you too. She's looking behind me like.
He's had too many Forest Wines. Right. That's the problem. Yeah.
Will you guys be on Twitter?
Yep. We're on Twitter and we're on Facebook.
Okay, great.
And they're both on the website. The links are there.
Great.
That's DC. Poolboyshop.com.
Excellent. Chef
well
Kim, thank
done,
you.
Chef.
Thanks for coming in. Thanks for bringing in the gumbo.
I'd like to say happy Mother's Day to my partner's mother. She is like both our mothers. He's not here because he is earning respect and being with his mother.
Aw, that's so nice. Well, good for
you.
That's
a good
thing
to do.
Very, very nice of you to do.
That's a good thing to do. I'm sure when we get home, the kids will have the house all locked down.
I'm sure my house is in good shape. Okay, back to Pinot Noir.
Well, are you going to be doing any wine tastings or anything like that that we can look forward to?
Dave, thanks for asking. Lots of stuff. John's here
softball.
All week.
We're good at softballs.
Yes, thank you.
I didn't actually know the answer to that, so I just was...
John, we're going to be in New York tomorrow for a couple events. We're going to be in Delaware on Tuesday, and then Wednesday we're back working the market, and we have a dinner at Mio, an association of Bassins, Wednesday night.
Mm-hmm.
Should be fantastic. Then we have Saturday night at Toscano Cafe on Capitol Hill in association with Schneider's.
Mm-hmm.
And one of our other partners in Pacific Prime Wines, Anna Seyfried, her family wines are from Nelson. We're doing a combination
dinner.
She
related dinner. To, what's it, Amanda? Who's the actress?
That's Amanda Seyfried. Yeah, it was spelled a little different.
That's too bad.
So
that's really too bad.
She's...
And where are
she's
her
attractive,
wines?
Like the actress.
And
you're
her
talking
wines
about.
Are from
Nelson, New Zealand, about
Nelson,
2 hours away from where John's are from.
Okay.
So what the restaurant has done is matched up one of John's wines and one of Anna's wines with each course.
Oh, how much
so
fun!
Sort of the battle of the New Zealand wines.
Can people
on Saturday
get in on that? I mean, is
That's the Mio dinner is $85 on Wednesday night, all inclusive, which is a great deal.
Absolutely.
Saturday night. At Toscano Cafe is $100 plus tax plus gratuity. Call Schneider's directly. That's going to be a great event.
Information to me on both those events because
I don't think I have
either of them. We'll get them up on the
list. Doesn't have something.
Doesn't have it.
Lordy, lordy.
I can't about it if I don't know.
Lordy,
about it.
Lordy.
All right, we'll make it happen. And
all
also,
right.
I'll be tweeting about that stuff.
Okay.
Pacific PACIF Prime Wines. So we'll keep you in the loop on that.
Twitter. Great.
All right.
So let's talk a little bit about your Pinot Noir. And would you say this is in a classic New Zealand style or was there something else you were trying to do here?
No, it's pretty much classic New Zealand style. Fruit up front, the raspberry, strawberry, cherry.
and it's got that lovely, slightly earthy barnyard.